Jeremy, who's the leader of Yankton County Search and Rescue?
We've got different areas where we have different leaders. So we've got, you know, a ground team leader and a dive team leader and a general president. So we're really not, I mean, we're not structured the same as a lot of places. So we don't actually have a leader. We've got, I mean, we've all got our specialties and trying to help everyone else out when we need to. But
now you are the school resource officer and with the Yankton Police Department. Search and rescue is a volunteer thing?
Correct. Yep. Search and rescue is a completely volunteer. So yeah, we train twice a month, and then depending on what our specialty is. So like, I'm one of the divers, so I might train a little bit more often than the regular guys if they don't have. We've got other certifications that we need to keep up too with, but yeah, completely volunteer. It's a great group of guys that it's a wide spread from, you know, from professions outside of the search and rescue part, whether it's manufacturing and there's a couple of law enforcement, and then we pick up these old guys that just are not sure what to do. We adopt them and from the fire department. And
were you looking directly into Larry's eyes?
I might have been looking at Larry on that one.
Larry Nichols, retired firefighter. How long have you been with Yankton County Search and Rescue?
Oh, just a little over a year now.
Okay. A nice move for you.
It was. It's a different type of training for me. I'd done it years ago, but I didn't see myself jumping into a hole in the ice this winter, but I did, and it was actually fun.
Well, let's talk about that patch. I think it's a great patch, and there's three different people on there. One looks like it's a diver, which Jeremy mentioned. Another one looks like it's a climber, and then what's the third one? It kind of looks like the Jack Lynx guy walking through the forest a little bit.
That's part of your walking crew, the ground crew, yes.
So which one are you on?
I actually help with all of it. I'm just kind of wherever they point, I go.
You're a utility man.
I am. I gopher.
How many people are on Yankton County Search and Rescue?
I believe there's 25.
There's right around 25, yeah. Yep.
Do you get together? Do you gather? Do you have meetings? How does that work?
Yep, twice a month. We have one training day is a half of a half meeting, half training. The other day is a complete training day. So always something to do at night for us.
Larry, are a lot of people like you guys, they come from police or fire department or other, maybe EMS, or do they come from businesses and organizations too?
Just like the fire department, most of the members on there come from businesses anywhere. Got one that works for the city, a couple work in manufacturing, a couple are from out of town actually. They come in when they're paged. I believe I'm the only Yankton firefighter retired that's on there, but there are a few from other fire departments on there also.
Does search and rescue, Jeremy, have like vehicles? I thought I saw a boat the other day for search and rescue. What do you guys have for equipment?
So we've got a few different vehicles. Yeah, we've got three different boats. We got a new rescue truck recently. Not new, but new to us. Rescue truck where we can actually fill our dive tanks on, and it looks kind of like a fire truck, but it's made especially for us to have, you know, all the rescue equipment and dive stuff on there and the extra air for us. So other than that, it's just a few pickups and some lights and a couple trailers to help us out. But for especially vehicles, yeah, I mean, the main things we use is the boats. We've got a side-by-side as well with tracks on it, so that's kind of fun to drive, but it creates a whole lot of dust and a whole lot of mess. But so yeah, we got a few specialty vehicles out there, but just to help out to get to those tough to reach spots that sometimes people get into, and try to help them out as best we can.
Larry, if you guys get called out for something, how do you get called out? Who gets called? How do you get contacted, and how do you determine who responds?
Just like the fire and EMS, we have pagers, and we also have the I Am Responding app. So essentially the same way. The areas that we get called to are a little bit different. We actually have gone as far as down into Union County. We were down to Norfolk, been up towards north of Scotland in the Olivet area. So search and rescue covers a broader area.
Jeremy, do all counties have search and rescue, or are we kind of uncommon?
I wish they did.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, last summer we were down in east of Wayne, Nebraska, helping search for a pond for a car that was in the pond. So no, they're kind of few and far between around here. And if they do have teams, a lot of times they're not as equipped as we are with divers. Some counties have them, but no, it's you know, Sioux Falls is probably the next closest one for us in South Dakota. So,
Larry, I just noticed your name's not on your shirt yet.
Work in progress.
Well, I know who you are. So,
yeah. Well, we really haven't had an event up until just recently to wear their shirt, so it's coming.
You got an event coming up, Jeremy, that involves life jackets and hot dogs?
We do. So, yes, last couple of years, the Yankton Medical Clinic has been gracious enough to partner up with us and do a Life Vest giveaway. So, May 15th, we're doing a Life Vest giveaway again this year from 6 to 8. So, Yeah, there'll be they'll have a couple of booths down there. Hopefully the wind is less than 30 miles an hour this year, because it was not last year. The longer I live in Yankton and the more I know about that river, the more afraid I am of it. And it's not a safe creature to be in, the river. So we're glad to be able to give these life vests out to kids and young adults if need be. We got some bigger sizes this year, so we can get some larger people to them. So there's people that love to fish and love to be on the water, but unfortunately don't know how to swim. And so hopefully we can fill in that gap for them.
How many life jackets do you have to give away?
We've got a lot this year. We had some extra last year. I think we've got about a little over 400 that we're able to give away this year. So last year we gave out, and like I said, the weather was not that great last year, but I think we gave out over 200, around 200 last year still, so, which is great.
Well, it's nice that you're doing this, and you got a great partner on it too. But
yes, Yankton Medical Clinic. They heard about it last year and said we really want to help out and be a part of this, and so they've partnered up with us, and it's great to have them with to help us out.
Larry, any closing thoughts on being a part of Yankton County Search and Rescue?
No, it's a great organization. It's like I said, it's different for me. We don't get as many calls as like the fire and EMS do, but we train the same.
Yeah, but I bet there are some really different kind of calls, though, too. You just kind of never know. I mean, with the fire, you get fires, but this, you could get a lot of different things.
Well, right. Gathering information takes a little bit more time than it would at a fire, and like when we go out on a ground search or something like that, you know, you get so many conflicting reports, so you really got to put your stuff, get all your eggs in one basket so you know which direction to go, and, you know, for ground stuff. The boat stuff was, like, last year we went up, we spent a half hour trying to figure out how to get the boat in the water just because there was no ramps available to us, you know. So it's just a little bit, it's just a whole different animal.
Jeremy, any closing thoughts?
Just tell everyone to make sure they're staying safe on the water. It's water's warming up, and hopefully we'll see you out there, but hopefully everyone's being safe.
Thanks to you and your crew for all that you do. We'll tell people about this May 15th event. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.